We have a very special message for you today from Gloria Copeland. She'll be teaching on Psalm 91, God's plan for your protection. Now, we also have two miraculous testimonies to share with you, and each one demonstrates God's power to deliver us from danger and protect us from all harm. And then finally, at the close of this broadcast, I'll be back to tell you about a special gift that we have for you today. So stay with us for the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We live in a world that threatens us with danger in one form or another. So how do we live in peace and overcome trouble when it suddenly appears? Today, Gloria Copeland will equip you with some powerful promises from Psalm 91, God's plan for your protection.
So let's look at Psalm 91, and I'll get my sharp swords open here. I'll be reading a lot from the Amplified Bible in this. Verse 1 in the 91st Psalm in the Amplified Bible. Here's the person we're talking about. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Satan talks a lot. He runs off at the mouth. But he can't hack it when he comes up against the Lord. He can't do it. He doesn't have the power. He's a defeated foe. Amen. He's been whipped and whipped bad. He's never gotten over it. He has no authority except you give him authority. And that's why the scripture teaches us in many times, in many ways, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Not just from the pastor, not just from the preacher. He'll flee from you. A little child that knows Jesus and knows how to use the name of Jesus can call and say in faith, and Satan has to bow his knee and go the other way. That child has no power of his own, but he's in God's power. We don't have the power alone to do something with, about the devil when he tries to come against our finances or our life or whatever his devious scheme is at the moment. But we have power and authority over him in the name.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus. We cast out devils, the Bible says. In fact, we're told to cast out devils. We're told to lay hands on the sick and command them to recover. We have authority. Satan knows we have authority. Now we need to know it and do it. Hallelujah. So this says in verse 2, these are our parts now. I will say of the Lord, our part of our redemption, our deliverance, our salvation. Salvation includes being saved from sin, sickness, disease, fear, torment, epidemics, natural disasters. Whatever's bad, we've been saved from it. Whatever you can find under the curse in Deuteronomy 28, Jesus has redeemed us from it. So our part is, in this curse-free environment that we've been born over into, is to say what God says. Let's just say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. So our words are important. It's important that we say what God says. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. Now that's faith. I'm trusting in what God says. Verse 3 says, for then, when I'm trusting, when I'm leaning, when I'm saying, faith takes saying. It's saying faith. You believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth. Faith has to be in two places. If it's in your heart, it needs to come out your mouth. If you're talking lack, doubt, unbelief, sickness, fear, you're missing it. You're not saying right. You're saying wrong. You're saying curse. Be sure your words are speaking the blessing. For then, verse 3 says, He will deliver you then when you say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress. I lean on Him. I rely on Him. I trust Him. I have faith in Him. Then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. When you say he moves, when you say about him who he is to you, he takes that and he moves on it. See, God's not like the devil. He doesn't force his way in. He has to be allowed in. How do we allow him in? By what we believe in our heart and what we say in our mouth. You are never going to rise above what you say with your mouth, and you're never going to say right unless your heart's right. That's why we meditate on the Word of God. That's why we look at the Word. We let it go in our ears, in our eyes, and it gets down in our heart, and it comes back up our mouth, and it brings us peace and blessing and deliverance. Then he'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler when you say, and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. That word for buckler is armor, if I'm not mistaken. Armor. Our armor is a covering. It's a protection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will cover you with his feathers or his wings, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. Well, what are shield and armor, protection? What if you don't know what his truth is? Then you don't have any armor. How can you receive truth if you never hear truth? How can you receive the blessing of healing if you don't know it's God's will for you to be healed? So his truth is a shield and a buckler. You, and here's your position, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, and the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day. It is not right for you to be afraid. If you're in fear, you're not in faith. I'm telling you, you need to make some changes. You need to get over on the believing side. If you're on the believing side, you have faith. You believe what the Word says. You believe you have protection. You believe you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You believe that He meets your needs according to His riches and glory. You shall not be afraid. That's what this Amplified says. That means a shall not is a shall not. Not of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow and the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day. Nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of destruction. Don't be afraid of pestilence. Don't be afraid of destruction. Sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. I'm telling you, you can watch the news, and if you're not careful, you can be afraid. There's all kind of things out there to kill you. No, not to kill me. I'm in the secret place. I don't get afraid when I watch the news. If I see something on there, okay, there's a tornado headed for Tarrant County right out on Eagle Mountain Lake. Well, what do? I go out on the porch and I say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. You can't come on this property. Take authority over things. Don't just get afraid. Do something. Tell it, no, you're not coming here. I was in the airplane with Ken one day, and this has been years ago, and I actually saw a funnel coming down. We weren't in there. We weren't in danger. We were here, and this funnel was over here. But I just, you know, that's what we do. I mean, we go and talk to it. We go outside generally and talk to a storm or anything like that that's threatening us. And so we were over. I looked over here, and there's this funnel just coming down like this out of the cloud. I said, you get back up there in the name of Jesus. So help me God, that thing went zoop, 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 zoop. And it went right back up there. How come? Because we've got authority in the name of Jesus. And you need to be bold about it. Practice it. You know, I was kind of timid at first, but I got over it. You can do the same thing. Just go ahead and practice your authority.
KCM partners Tom and Laura Taylor of Guntersville, Alabama, are parents, grandparents, and successful business owners who decided to make a commitment to personally attend the Believers' Conventions and to grow in their faith by reconnecting with the Word of God.
He came in one morning, I was fixing breakfast, and he said, "Laura, I've got Kenneth Copeland on my iPad." So he put his iPad down, and we sat there with our pancakes, and we watched, and it was about a blessing. We got our Bibles out, we dusted them off, and we began to minister to one another.
Well, you all had a very urgent opportunity to really exercise what you have been taught.
Yes.
In April. Tell me about what happened to you.
All right, on the morning of April 27th, I'm generally the first one up, but we have a tornado siren immediately across our lake, about a half mile away. And I got up when I heard the siren, turned the TV on, went and turned the coffee pot on. And as I walked back into our bedroom, the local channel had Doppler radar going, and there were either three or four hook echoes, probably within a mile of our home.
Suddenly the power popped off. I grabbed the flashlight, and we started grabbing things, and we just went down to the basement. When we got down to the basement, I tried to open the door that goes out onto our patio to the pool, and it pushed me back in. So after that, we heard this terrible noise, and immediately it clicks with me. I grab his hand, and I said, "In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have no power over our property. There are angels posted on every corner, and we will not allow you. You cannot touch. You cannot destroy, and we will not have this. You go back up there where you belong." That was it.
That was it. It got quiet. There was nothing. If you had stood in front of our house and just looked at our house from a perspective of a street shot, there was nothing wrong. But if you panned to the right or to the left, there was a tremendous amount of damage.
Destruction.
The house to the left, there were trees after trees after trees after trees down. I believe we had 13 tornadoes in our county that morning.
As we went out later that day to help our son and daughter with their house, we were up on top of the roof trying to put tarps to help keep any more damage from happening. And my phone rang, and I looked, and it was KCM.
Yeah.
And they were calling to see, "Are you guys okay?"
And that was probably 4 hours after this had happened.
Mm-hmm. We've associated, we've become in covenant with these people. They are part of us and we're part of them. And what happens to us, they're affected by too.
We were asked by our city's mayor to get some pictures to turn into FEMA, aerial pictures to turn into FEMA and such. We were able to pick up the path of the tornado about 7 miles to the southwest of our town, follow it directly across our children's home, and there was no signs at our house, and then immediately beyond our house, it goes on out.
It looked like literally somebody had taken a box of pencils and laid them out, the pine trees. It's like someone had taken each one of those trees, roots and all, and laid them over like pencils, and it looked like I've never seen such organized chaos. You know, we spoke to our circumstances. We spoke to it, and that's all I needed to do. That's all Tom needed to do, was to just speak to it, and we believed. I mean, there was not even a second thought. You know, Brother Copeland says, "I'm a believer, I'm not a doubter." There was no doubt. If we spoke to it, something was going to happen.
There's no words to describe understatement. We were blessed. We were protected.
And we believe it goes directly back to that first morning, that pancake breakfast, and we saw Kenneth begin to teach about the blessing of the Lord. And we live under the blessing.
And now Gloria continues today's message in Psalm 91.
You'll not be afraid. You'll not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Rebuke fear if it tries to come on you. Say, "I'll not be afraid. I believe the Word of God." And then don't be afraid of the slanders, nor of the pestilence, or destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at you, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it'll not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be yourself, inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. You may see it. We may see the problem. We may see the trouble. But we're just going to see it. We don't have to be involved in it. We don't have to participate. Say, "I'm not going to participate in any curse, any lack, any sickness. I'll not do it. Jesus has redeemed me from the curse. Say that. Because you have made the Lord your refuge. That's what we said. Jesus is our refuge. And the Most High your dwelling place, there shall. Say there shall. No evil befall you. Nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. I'm telling you, that just says it all. Look at Psalm 91 in verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore, this is God speaking, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy. See, this is a faith person. He knows the word. He knows the name. He knows about the mercy. He has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. If you want to live long supernaturally, you've got to understand that God is a good God. Because people lie about God. Devils lie about God. People lie about God. They don't tell the truth about God. God is good all the time. And he always wants to do good. And he does good. Well, this man that is in the 91st Psalm, he trusts. He relies on the Lord. So he has faith. He trusts in the Lord. He has faith in the Lord that he will never forsake him. The Lord will never forsake me. Say that. The Lord will never forsake me. I trust him. Then in verse 15, the Amplified says, he shall call upon me. This man that trusts, relies, that abides in the secret place. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Trouble comes, but God's with us. And that makes all the difference in the world when God is with you. Amen. God says to this man that abides, and we'll go through those other scriptures later. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? With long life will I satisfy him and show him my deliverance, my healing, my blessing. Salvation is all of those things. That's what Psalm 91 is talking about. We'll live long and we'll be strong. And we will be satisfied. This man, we learn from the very last verse of Psalm 91, that this man or woman, boy or girl, this person will live until they're ready to go home. They'll live until they're satisfied with their long life. That's what we should be doing. We shouldn't be planning on leaving early. We ought not be living in fear. We ought not be, letting the devil come in, make us sick. We've been redeemed from the curse. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. Lack, poverty, every bad thing you can think of is under the curse, and we've been redeemed from it. That means Jesus paid the price for you and me to live out our full number of days, well, strong, blessed, and healed. Hallelujah.
My name is Robert Gonzalez, and my wife is Christine Gonzalez, and we pastor in Oklahoma City. We've been in partnership since the 90s, and since being in partnership with him, we have been seeing our church moving in a wonderful direction. It's like our spiritual compass every time we come and get the word, and our church just follows that compass, and we're right on it.
Everything that we've learned in the Word of Faith, everything that we've learned through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and applying it to our practical everyday lives.
Well, a few weeks ago, you all had a pretty incredible opportunity, yes, really, to put your faith in a place to operate. Tell me what happened.
My son was going to his friend's house in the neighborhood. And as he walked out the door, he looked at me, this smile, you know, real affectionate. He says, "I love you, Mom." And I thought, okay, something's up. My spirit just grasped that. And I said, "Lord, I thank you for my son."
And it wasn't like 20 minutes later, I heard he was riding a motorcycle. And so I heard the ambulance and I heard the police car and a fire engine go by and in the neighborhood. And immediately I said, blood of Jesus. I applied the blood of Jesus over Jason.
I thank God for the leading of the Holy Spirit. We stopped everything, put the TV on pause. We kneeled down in our couches, prayed for him. And then we just continued. And then that's when we got the phone call.
And we knew, we just knew it was Jason. He said, Mr. Gonzalez, your son has been in an accident. And immediately the word rose up in me. I was pacing the living room. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. My heart is fixed. I trust you, Lord. We applied the blood. We sent the angels charge over him. And you know, there was just a peace.
We immediately dispatched the prayer chain. We have prayer chain in our church and other churches from the text. So by the time we got to the hospital, it was such a peace.
Yes.
And on the way to the hospital, we were just saying, Father, thank you. There's no bones broken on my son. There's no serious problem. There's no cuts. What happened, he was hit at a stoplight on a bike, vehicle traveling at 40 to 50 miles an hour. It was an SUV, a large SUV that hit him. Hit him in the back, sent him, flew for about 40 feet, landed on his head, crushed the helmet, completely crushed the faceplate, got up, and he said, why did you hit me? And the girl was on the phone. She was on the cell phone. She said, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
He actually walked in the emergency room, and they were like, well, no, you have to sit on the chair. And he says, he kept saying, I'm fine, you know, and I'm a miracle. I mean, you know, he was just kind of in shock and walking. And immediately they took him into the room, and they were plucking grass out of his elbow, and that's about the only pain he felt. Of course, he was sore.
Sure.
And he looked at his dad, and he said, Dad, I'm a miracle, aren't I?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, son, you are.
You are. Doctor came in after the x-rays, and he looked at us, looked at him, he says, you're a miracle.
Yes.
No bone broken.
Yes. When I saw that helmet, that the glass, plexiglass was completely gone, shattered, and the top was just crushed, you know, scratched really, really bad. I looked at his face and I thought, there are no cuts, scratches, I mean, no bruises.
Psalms 91 completely covered him.
Yes.
Completely. Like you're in a cocoon, like Gloria, and they say it's just that cocoon protection. And that's what he experienced that night. It was on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. We went to his room. I said, son, how are you feeling? He says, Dad, I'll be at church. He walked to church. Just the faith level in that room. People knew to see what God was doing there.
I just give God the glory, and I pray that we can testify to more parents out there that believe God in prayer to watch over your children. It's a promise.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to let Satan just take advantage of our kids. And as parents, we get really busy in so many things. The TV can be on, the phone will ring. But if you're sensitive to the Spirit and be aware of the distractions and feel when the Holy Ghost is saying, pray, pray, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we encourage our church,
right. Especially
those with children, you know, be sensitive. Don't be so distracted and be sharp in the Word. Keep the Word before you always.
It's important to be in the Word, under the Word. And in that atmosphere of the anointing, you just carry it with you. You go with it. And so this is the year, this is our blessing. This is the year of our blessing. God is love. He loves us so much. And the enemy is out there to destroy because he sees God in us. He sees Jesus. But, you know, it's, I love my children so much. I love my wife so much. And that's how God loves us. He loves us. We're his children. He's our daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we call upon him, he's there.
No matter what is going on in the world, recession, devastation, family trouble, disease. Believers have a tool at their side that can change everything. Prayer. God always answers prayer, and He desires that we be people whose prayers get results. How to Get Your Prayers Answered 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, the latest Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is an easy-to-use collection designed to help you learn how to pray with confidence and stop all doubt. It has Kenneth Copeland Ministries' most comprehensive book on the subject of prayer and is filled with practical steps, scriptures to stand on, and thought-provoking devotional questions. This Lifeline kit also contains a CD of prayers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland prayed just for you, faith and action cards to carry with you or share with others, worship songs to keep your heart and mind focused, and a bonus teaching DVD of strong word-based messages. Your life will change when you know the keys. Renew your mind and discover how to get your prayers answered today. Order our best-selling Lifeline series, How to Get Your Prayers Answered by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for just $19.95. Whether you're new to prayer or want to power up your quiet time, this will move you from the basics to being a world-changing prayer warrior. For an additional 10% off, order your Lifeline kit online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
We serve a living, loving God who is still doing miracles for His people today. And that's why I love these testimonies of the power of God's Word to protect and to deliver us. And the important truths that Gloria was sharing from the 91st Psalm are just as relevant today as when that Psalm was first written. In fact, we know that the Bible says that in these last days, that's when perilous or dangerous times will come. But you and I don't have anything to be afraid of when we understand the power of our covenant with God. And God has promised to protect those, anybody who's in trouble, if you'll just call on His name. And you've seen evidence of that amazing power of God in these testimonies that we shared with you today. That's why it's important to study and meditate on God's promises so that you'll have confidence in His faithfulness when trouble comes. And that is why we're offering you a free gift today. This book, Your Promise of Protection by Gloria Copeland, it's a study in the 91st Psalm. And when you get into this, you'll become grounded in your understanding of God's ability to protect you no matter what happens around you. And you will want to share this book with your family and your friends, anybody that you can get it in their hands, and they're going to be encouraged. So just contact us by phone or on our website to request your copy of Gloria's book, Your Promise of Protection. So glad you joined us on this broadcast today. Be sure to tune in next week for our resurrection broadcast. Some very special things planned for that program too. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.